Thank you, Curtis. Our final speaker is Larry Levitt from NASA. Larry has a plane to catch, so I'm sure he's anxious to proceed with his presentation.
Okay, and so I'm what stands between you and a reception, and so we'll try to move right along here. I'm going to talk today about what's going on in just one of the government research organizations that of the many that are out there. I'm going to talk about what's going on with NASA's Environmentally Responsible Aviation Project. Faye Collier had intended to be here. We had a conflict of some sort. He's in Washington, which is where I've got to go next. And you know who won the coin toss. So I'm going to talk about the goals, objectives of our project, talk a little bit about the project flow, some of the technology collectors that we're using, some of the technical approach, and then just a few brief concluding remarks. So over the next 5 years, the goal of this project is all about understanding, exploring, maturing unconventional aircraft configurations. And it's not that we're doing that because we want to do that. It's because the goals that we have set are to simultaneously meet community noise goals, fuel burn, and NOx emission, LTO NOx emission goals. And those goals are described in the green box in the middle of the chart there. And for noise, it is a stage 4 minus 42 dB goal. And I should really state, before we go too far here, that this is about mid-term research technology program and mid-TRL research program. And so this is not, this is more about trying to get technology past that technology level of 3, maybe 4, to where it's up to near 5 and 6. And so this is for a large twin aisle reference configuration. So the stage 4 goal is, again, stage 4 minus 42 dB. LTO NOx is minus 75% below Cape 6. And then the performance, the aircraft fuel burn goal is 50% reduction relative to a, let's say, a Boeing 777 class vehicle. This number, it was changed within the last, I don't know, a few months. It used to be minus 40 percent fuel burn. We considered operations in here, added a little bit more for that, and then there's some work that we've completed recently that give us give us a little hope that 50% is a stretch, but possible. And I really should go back and say the other thing that's really important about this program is the technologies we're working, while you may see them applied toward one configuration or another, it's going to be really important, and we fully expect that they'll be extensible to conventional wing tube configurations as well. So the ERA project is shown here. We planned in fiscal year 09. It's broken up into two phases, and to my knowledge, this is a kind of a first for a NASA program anyway. We've got 2 3-year segments, and we were able to, I'll say, get away with putting together concrete thoughts for the first phase, but leaving the second phase as, hey, let's see where we stand at the end of 3 years, and make some decisions. The goal being in phase two to do additional flight testing or complex experimental investigations. There is a set of NASA research announcements that are going to be going out here in the next month or so, and I'll talk more about those in a minute. But the point is, we're trying to survey our industry and academia to see if there's any other concepts out there that have a chance. So technology collectors. Well, so we're doing a lot of there's a lot of experimental work going on in phase one. It'll be some flight testing, again, large-scale experiments, flight wind tunnel experiments, and they'll be on a range of configurations. And so we use systems analysis, of course, to try to baseline that technology and make sure that it, as it applies to this large twin-aisle configuration that we're talking about, having our meeting our goals for. And so the first configuration is an advanced wing tube configuration. I don't know how well you can see the list of technologies, but the bottom line is you'll see some of the same kinds of things that Philippe and Steve talked about earlier in their presentation. Laminar flow is a major part of it, composite wings and fuselage. And we're going beyond sandwich composites here and talking about a technology called Perseus, which I'll talk a little bit more about in a few minutes, higher aspect ratio wings, and the like. The other there's a second technology collector, which is a hybrid wing body configuration shown here, and it's very comparable to the advanced tube wing that I showed you a minute ago in terms of the technology suite that we're looking at right this minute. And then there's a third collector that we believe is actually a really aggressive hybrid wing body configuration. And the big difference between it and the last hybrid wing body that we showed you is the addition of embedded banner layer ingesting inlets and laminar flow control on the center body, which will be a real chore. So system level metrics, as I said, this is our goals require us to meet, fuel burn noise and LTO NOx goals. This is addressing the noise reduction goals. Just a simple graphic that shows you, gives you a feel for what kinds of reductions in noise we're talking about here. The red is a current rule, stage four, kind of a baseline contour, if you will. The, that green color or whatever, mauve colored N plus 2 stage 4 minus 42 cume is, roughly an 8.3% of the area of the stage 4. And so that relates to a DNL 65 goal. What are we doing in noise? Well, obviously, airframe propulsion and propulsion airframe air acoustics are all three areas that we're working. Within the airframe noise, we're looking at reducing gear noise, landing gear noise, flap edge noise through the use of continuous mold line technology and other concepts. Within the propulsion community, obviously, ultra high going to very high bypass ratios. At some point, though, as stated earlier, the fan can get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the SFC is going to get lower and lower and lower. But at some point, drag gets you, and the integration issues are going to get you. And we're trying to figure out where that is for a turbofan nacelle. We're also looking at open rotors. Obviously, open rotors aren't particularly consistent with noise reduction. That's required from our program, but perhaps with shielding, there's such a large carrot from a fuel burn standpoint for open rotors that we feel like we have to look at them. Propulsion airframe air acoustics, probably the biggest single test that we have in this area is going to be in a 14 by 22 subsonic wind tunnel of a subscale blended wing body or hybrid wing body configuration. Going to be utilizing twin hot jet simulators. We've got a couple of different fan simulator concepts, and we're building what we believe is state-of-the-art phased array microphone for the acoustic measurements that we believe are going to give us the sensitivity we need to really understand where the noise sources are. And so this chart is an eye chart, I realize that, so don't worry about everything there except for what's on the bottom line. And the first on your left-hand side, that waterfall there shows you what we're thinking is for the advanced wing tube configuration. We believe that we can get relative to the 777 baseline configuration about a 42% reduction in fuel burn. The middle column is our first blended wing body configuration, again showing very comparable technology to the wing tube configuration, and we believe that's a minus 48%. So it's only it's a 5 or 6% improvement in fuel burn, but we're going to the hybrid wing is there for noise when it's all said and done. That's the thing that drives us toward the hybrid wing body right this minute. And then lastly, the more advanced hybrid wing body configuration where we've thrown everything in but the kitchen sink And you can see that it's about a 53% reduction in fuel burn relative to the 777. So this tells us that we think, if we can achieve all of these goals or all of these individual technology pieces, we do believe we have a configuration that are configurations that might get there in terms of meeting our goals. Now, you've seen this chart in a number of presentations. This happens to be for the U.S. aviation emissions of CO2, all relative to 2005. And just a couple of quick points. The red line is kind of, if we don't change anything major, we introduce the 787 will be introduced, the 380s will be flying, and if we don't change anything, we're probably looking at doubling CO2 emissions in the U.S. By 2050. The line below the red line is if we now start bringing the technologies that we're working within the Environmentally Responsible Aviation Program, we believe that there is a reduction in the 2050 time frame of maybe up to 40%. So those numbers are still above where we want to be, obviously. The third line down, an aqua-colored line or whatever, I'm not sure what you can see up there, is actually something that's called the Adjusted Greener by Design line. This chart was put together by Dimitri Mavris at Georgia Tech, and the only thing I can really say about what is in that line is that it's a much more aggressive implementation of the technology in a more rapid way. We believe that the truth probably is somewhere between that line and what the NASA line above it shows. Lastly, the fourth line down there, and I'm looking at the 2050 time frame, brings in biofuels. And so, major reductions in carbon dioxide as a result of bringing in biofuels. We're not working biofuels within the ERA project specifically. Our argument is that, even if you do bring biofuels in, there'll be a price for that biofuel. And so, therefore, efficiency is important, no matter what kind of fuel you use. About there, okay. Addressing fuel burn, we are going back and dusting off laminar flow again, looking at a weight reduction through advanced concepts like the purchase technology. This will be a large-scale test in a combined loads test facility, pressurized fuselage segment, and we expect to learn a lot from that. SFC reductions via UHB, again, whether it be turbofan or open rotors. And, of course, important is the integration issue. Let me kind of blow by this chart very quickly to say that you see the FAA clean and the NASA N+2 goals on the chart, but you also see in the circle there the progress that the engine manufacturers have already made here, and it's significant. LTO NOx emissions, in addition to what's being done, we're going to be looking at CMC combustor liners to allow for hotter burning, less cooling air flows required, active stability control on the burning process, a low NOx flexible fuel combustor as well. And the last chart I have, we are in the process of bringing in thoughts or I guess issuing a solicitation to bring in additional thoughts from industry and academia. We'll bring four teams on board with us to develop a 15-year technology roadmap with an emphasis on the first 3 or 4 years to kind of work in with our plans on the phase two piece of ERA. And lastly, we are also going to be asking for a preliminary design of a subscale technology demonstrator aircraft. So I think with that, I'll quit. Thank you very much.